IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. And now on FM 95.1 in the Osage.
Wow.
Right now it is 7:30. And how you doing there, Charles Miller?
I'm doing fine. We're missing Charles Mall. I know he's been out of town a while, working on some things in Portland and other, I'm sure, places that he goes. He's a busy man.
Kind of looking like Portland today.
Yeah, it really did. It rained pretty good last night. I've been working on stuff around my shop, you know, trying to get things ready for next week. And one of the things that just interferes with stuff like this is rain because, yeah. You know, I got to go pick up parts and things. And sometimes you just don't have enough room to bring all the stuff back that you need to work with.
Correct.
Especially if it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're in a truck, you just can't throw it in the back.
It's true.
Yeah. And I've got some stuff that I'm working on that are bigger devices, and you just can't put them in there.
Ooh.
In this rain. So we'll just have to wait until this subsides. But it's good for the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my wife's garden's needing this, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, a lot
they'll
of people,
talk about that the next
needing.
Show.
Yeah, they will.
All the rain that this this state needs. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, it's been a good week. We're looking at technologies and what's happening in the near future. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, Apple's going to be closed, not bringing their staff back until January.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're going to have a hard quarter here coming into these fall months
mm-hmm.
because, man, what can you produce if you've got all your workforce at home?
I don't think they have their tech guys, you know, the people are putting together the products over
yeah,
China.
But those, yeah, some of that's in China, but China's down too. I mean, you've got to realize there's a lot of their workforce that's not working either. We experience that. Anybody that's in some form of sales, whether it be, you know, technology or if it's automotive or whatever it may be, everybody's experiencing problems with getting parts because everything's made in China.
Yeah, we need to start making them here in Bartlesville.
You know what? They need to make them in the U.S.,
yeah.
Period. We need our own. You wouldn't have, think about the savings they would have just in shipping alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be expensive to
it's
ship.
It's got to be.
You know, you're talking about bringing it across the ocean. I mean, it's got to be, just think about that. I mean, you know, why do we not have these technologies here to, you know, develop? Like, let's say Apple, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You're producing all these high-end phones and tablets and computers, and we're farming that out overseas to build it. Do we not have the technology or the experience here? We're the
do.
Ones that design the chipsets. And
we do, but we're not paying people 16 cents an hour with no health care.
Well, that's true, too. But yeah, but even then, what are you really saving when you stop and think about shipping
not
and all
much,
the different
what are
things?
You doing?
Yeah.
You're ripping up the everything else, you know?
Yeah. And plus, it would create more jobs. You know, I think that's the thing that just aggravates me the most. Is, you know, work, the work ethic mm-hmm. of people. You know, back when I was a kid, I mean, a kid nowadays scoffs at a job that even pays a little above minimum wage. You know, and back when I was a kid, we were just happy to get money. You know?
Yeah, some of us weren't even making $2 an hour on agricultural minimum wage when I was a youngster back in the 60s,
man.
I think it was.
And to get to work, you know, I remember the first job I had, you know, I was working in basically electronics, doing the same thing I'm doing now,
mm-hmm.
but I was doing it at a smaller scale. But when I made any kind of money, I was happy.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah.
care if it was minimum wage or not. Just bring me some money. You
yeah.
know, and back then, you know, it was pretty hard times too. I mean, it was real hard to pay bills when you were young, you know.
I think you and I are relative. You're a little bit younger than I am, but, back in the late 70s, early 80s, a dollar didn't go very far.
It didn't.
I mean, you could have all the dollars you want, but it wasn't going to buy much.
No, exactly.
Because the economy was really, really bad. And, yeah, I mean, so we kind of know what that's all about.
Yeah, we were dealing with this topic with a friend of mine here recently whose son graduated from high school not long ago, and he's trying to find his way in the world. And he got himself a job.
Good.
And one of the things is, you know, I just don't know that I want to be in fast food. You know? But all these things, you know, kids don't know where they want to go with their lives. They mm-hmm. want these fancy, great jobs, but you've got to start somewhere first. And I was explaining to him, I said, look, go in there and work as hard as you can, even if it's fast food, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Because right now is the best time to further yourself for the future. Because think about this. They're starving for employees right now. Most mm-hmm. of the places are begging for work, mm-hmm. workers. And if you can get into even an assistant manager's job, starting, and then move up to manager, because they need people.
They do.
And you can promote fast when you've got showing in there.
Not a lot of people on the ladder right now.
So you go in there and you make this, and you get this in your resume. You get this experience. You know, I got some management experience. You know, let them train you. A lot of places are training these youngsters. I've heard of a friend of mine's kid in Colorado got a great job. They promoted him to manager within like 2 or 3 months, and that was his first job.
That's pretty good.
And he's now managing, and they're training him on the job. I mean, he's getting some experience, but they're shorthanded right now. So I told him, take advantage of that, because, man, that's a great opportunity for future. Mm-hmm. You know, we're having hard times with technology. And as far as all that goes, I mean, technology's in a starving mode right now, because mm-hmm. we're dealing with all the workforces not working.
Yeah.
Because you've got so much of this stuff with COVID and everything else that people are just not going out and working.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are taking advantage of, you know, of course, the new laws in staying home and not working, getting paid for it, you know, unemployment, all those benefits. But, you know, the real truth of the matter is, this is a time for progress for guys that are young that want to jump in and get their feet wet. You know, go get work. And then while you're in there, establish some kind of rapport and get a management or assistant management position, and let that build your resume so that when everybody is back in a full workforce again, you can get those better jobs.
Yeah, you're already head and shoulders above your competition. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, tech world, we were talking about this the other day. This is good times to buy, you know, like laptops for school, for students. Mm-hmm. I saw Chromebooks. In fact, I brought this up on my phone. Let me just look. As low as $384.99 for the new Chromebook Flex 5, which is a, mm-hmm. you know, it's a 13-inch screen. It's not the big screen, but man, it's portable. It's small. It's a nice laptop for going to school.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking $384.
I bet that has a few more things on it than the one I originally got for $167 a few years back. Because basically you got a small computer and that's all it was.
That's all it was. You
but
know,
this has probably got all the whistles and bells.
Sure. And you know, but things are happening in the world of technology. You know, a lot of stuff's been sat on for so long, you know, they're trying to get rid of a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that Lenovo, you know, they're trying to get rid of outdated stuff. They had great sales going on and, you know, Best Buy, Sam's Club, all these different things that people are part of, you know, you can get these laptops at dirt cheap prices.
Wow. So yeah, you can get something that's next to new and it's going to work fine for a long time.
It's going to work fine. Oh yeah. And these aren't, when we talk about some of the sales of getting rid of past stock, it's not stuff that's outdated.
No, it's just not the newest.
It's just not the newest. Yeah, but it's not, trust me, it's not outdated. But you can start finding these special things for your students and, you know, getting them back to college, those that are going to college, mm-hmm. needing a computer. We had a guy come in the other day and he brought in you know, because we don't do computers at NBR. We don't do software mm-hmm. stuff at all. But we do have Jimmy Williams with Williams Computer Repair, and he works, you know, alongside me, mm-hmm. helping out customers. And a person brought in a laptop for his daughter, mm-hmm. and the laptop was like 30 years old. And he's wanting to get this thing fixed, and I'm going, good night. For what you're going to put into trying to fix this, they've got such great deals out there for a small laptops. And so, you know, this dinosaur that he brought in was going to need CPU fans. It was going to need all kinds of things. It needed upgrades and memory. So we were showing him, here's where you can get this system. But how do we get all this data off this one over there? Because it has a lot of the school programs that we need in there. Well, we've got ways of doing that. Just we'll take the hard drive and ghost it over there or move some of that stuff to the new system. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to look at a new laptop. Don't drag in this thing that was brought out in 1980.
Oh, my gosh. Time for a break. It is right now 7:40, and we'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KRIG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KRIG.
Good morning. It is 7:42, back with the Tech Talk, getting techie with it here. With Charles Miller, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You know, this has been an adventure going through this whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
You know, all of us that are in business having to navigate where you're going to go with everything. You know, it's kind of put a blockage into everything.
It has.
When you're stopping and thinking about product, purchasing product, we talked about that earlier, you know, getting all the parts that you need, who's developing what, you know, some of these places are taking over what used to be. There was one company that I used to deal with out of California buying my screens, and they started having a shortage. You couldn't get this screen, you couldn't get that screen, and I have customers. You know, I got to take care of my customers. So I started putting feelers out there and ended up finding better deals. Companies that are now sourcing, they're still dealing with China, you know, because that's where everything's made. But they're sourcing more product in a different format.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to buy it in a different format. You have to buy it in bulk. You can't just buy it one at a time. Which in a small business, it's kind of hard, because if you're looking at one screen, let's say just... Let's take an example of like an iPhone 11 Pro screen.
Mm-hmm.
That screen's going to run about, to get a quality screen, you're going to talk about $90 to $110 for that screen.
And if you buy them by bulk, you're talking a lot of money.
Yeah, you're talking a lot of money. And their bulk is you have to buy at least 10 or more.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, that's a big one on the balance sheet.
But when I go to purchase those, the quality is totally different.
It is.
These guys send it nicely boxed. The product is what they call premium grade.
Mm-hmm.
There's different grades, and this is what people don't know. I hope if you're listening today and you're thinking about doing your own screen repair down the road, be careful about buying your screens from eBay and Amazon. You're going to get what you get. Yeah, I get those people in all the time that said, man, I put this screen in my phone about a week ago and it just shut. It just black. It won't do anything. Well, it was a cheap aftermarket copy.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times they're graded. They start off with the B grades. I mean, there is a C grade, but nobody ever buys those.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're some guy that just needs to get data off of a phone or something, and he doesn't need to keep the screen.
Yeah, 36 hours is gone.
it's like $10 for this screen, you know. But somebody will buy a screen, let's say it's $20,
mm-hmm.
and it's an A, or let's say a B-plus grade. That people would ask, now what is the difference in the grade? Why? How do they grade that all the way to A grade or premium grade? What's the difference between that and a regular screen? Do they look the same?
Yeah.
If you look at the picture, it's the same. Mm-hmm. You would think. Some of it is based on color.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get true tones and colors if you don't have Apple's systems. When you take a phone in to get it repaired at Apple, they put true tone back on your phone. If you do it or take it to a third party, you lose true tone. Those features don't come back to your phone.
Yeah, you might get Apple Seed instead of Apple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the new screen won't facilitate that. It has to be programmed back in.
Mm.
And so very few of us have that technology. I have it to be able to bring you back to True Tone, but very few do. And so when you're going out and you're buying the grades, you get an A grade, or a B grade, let's say a B grade. Some of them are going to have small pixelations problems where you may have some pixels out that you don't see with your naked eye. You can't just see it. You have to really put it up to a magnifying glass to see it. But the problem is it spreads.
Yeah, boy, that's not
so
good.
So it was already a screen. What happens is, like, for instance, you got a repair shop like mine, and a person comes in with a broken screen, and the LCD and the digitizer are both still working. Mm-hmm. We can ship that off to a company, and they will refurbish that product. And when they refurbish it, that means they'll put a whole new piece of outer layer glass on it. They have equipment that can do this. But the LCD and digitizer are still mm-hmm. the same. But then they'll look at it with really sharp microscopes, and they'll start going through it, and they'll say, okay, we got a couple pixels out in this corner. And your naked eye looking at it normally won't see it. But they see it, so they grade it. They have to grade it. And they say, okay, we're going to make this a B grade. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few of these little dots that are missing here.
They add up
then,
over time.
Then you have the C grade, which mm-hmm. you're going to see these dots with your naked eye. They're just going to be little dots here and there that
avoid,
are missing.
Avoid.
Yes. And then you get into the A grades. When you get into the A grades, there's three levels of A. You have A, A+, A++, and then you go to the final stage, which is premium. But the A++ is a good screen. The only problem is some of the manufacturing is the frame. The frame may not be really that good. Mm-hmm. And it's put together with this adhesive instead of a glue that the Apple screens have. You know, their adhesives are a lot different than the adhesives you get in these repair kits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So if you buy into these repair kits, iFixit.com, eBay, Amazon.
Remember, you're going to get what you're going to get.
You're getting a cheap frame. You're getting cheap glass. And you're getting a cheap display. If you bring your phone to a place like mine, who deals with premium grade, I deal only with premium. And when I deal with Samsung, I deal OEM. Because Samsung can sell me an OEM, which means original equipment manufacturer, comes from Samsung. So people love to do business in my place because you're going to get a brand spanking new screen that's just straight from the factory of Samsung's. So, you know, that's the differences that you have. When you're looking for repairs, it's aftermarket or it's genuine. Mm-hmm. You've got to go decide what you want to get mm-hmm. and the quality you want to get. And you're going to pay a little bit more for quality. Mm-hmm. But you are not going to have the problems you're going to experience down the road if you buy cheap. And a lot of people do this. They go in and they get these repair kits, do them themselves, and they're right in my shop a week or two later going, my phone just, this screen is not acting right. It's just doing this. It's doing that. It's got weird colors. Well, you bought it on Amazon. What did you expect? You know, or eBay. You know, you're getting aftermarket products. Let's put a real screen in there, and we'll show you what it'll be then. And then when you get that good quality color, you know that you've got a good screen.
Goes back to Benjamin Franklin, pound wise, penny foolish.
Yes.
Yeah, pay for the best, you're going to get the best.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There you go.
And that works in everything. That's computers, whatever you're buying out there. Look at your parts that you're buying. Where are you getting the parts from? If you're buying hard drives on eBay for a laptop, you're going to get a eBay quality, you know, product, and it's going to fail. You know, these are cheaply made. They're cheap aftermarket parts, unless you're buying a really good quality part. And sometimes you can find them on eBay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can find good screens on eBay. But you got to really look, and you're going to pay a bigger price for them.
Indeed. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Talk coming up with Charles Miller after this one-minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com. Hey everyone, my name is Spencer Smythe and I'm the worship pastor here at Spirit Church in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. On August 22nd, we're hosting a back-to-school celebration where we're inviting all of the educators in the Bartlesville area to come to church at 9:30 or 11 a.m. to receive gifts and special prayer over their school year. If you consider yourself an educator, principal, administrator, or teacher, we would love to have you join us for this special Sunday. I hope and pray that your week is filled with love, joy, and peace.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time for our Tech Talk program to continue with Charles Miller with NBR Electronics. I'm Tom. Phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. What you got there, Charles?
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to discuss this morning, too, is a lot of people ask me a lot of times, you know, they'll come in and they'll say, do you fix this or do you fix like a game machine, for instance? No, we don't. Well, but you're an electronics place. Yeah, we are. But we do board level repairs. It's a little different. Mm-hmm. We, you know, game controllers and things, most generally if you're coming in, you need a disk drive or whatever. That's usually stuff you can get from a game store. Mm-hmm. Those places deal in games and things like that. We don't have a game store's license. We're not dealing with games.
Yeah.
We're dealing with board level repairs. You know, like for instance, I do a lot of work, and this helps people understand what I do there. I get a lot of people that bring in, let's say a guy's got a shop in his garage, garage type shop, and he's got, let's say, a drill press or some kind of a piece of equipment that's got a circuit board in it. Maybe not a drill press, that would be a bad example because I don't think they have circuit boards in them, but some kind of a device
that has a circuit board
and
in it,
has a circuit board, and a lot of times that device may fail. And they pull that circuit board out and say, well, man, I burned up something on here because there's black spots on this board. Let me take it in and have this guy look at it. That's what I do there. When they bring it in, I can look at this board and say, okay, let's go through the circuits and find out what's happening there. Mm-hmm. And we can find maybe, let's say, a field effect transistor, some kind of a transistor that's running this product that's making, you know, opening the gates and the doors and letting current flow. Maybe shorted. It may have gotten too much current. Or it had a surge of current and it blew out this part, or something happened to it, you know, we can diagnose that problem a lot of times to be able to fix those for them. And, you know, one of the things that in my company I always stress to find is, you know, schematics on what I'm going to be working on. So if you come in with something, let's say a stereo from 1982 or whatever, we may have a really hard time finding parts for that, or not just parts, but schematics for that product. That amp probably has three boards in it, and trying to diagnose the problem you're having, we would have to know what board has what problem. So it's going to take time. We could find it, but it's going to take a lot of time. It's like going to Tulsa and say, hey, go find a quarter in the middle of the street.
Hey.
And you got to go look for that quarter, and you don't know what street it's on. That's what it is when you don't have a schematic.
Yeah.
A schematic tells us. If, for instance, let's say you're having an audio issue, and you say the volume control is only going so loud, it won't go fully to its full volume. Well, you may have a diode, or you may have a capacitor that's leaking, and it's not getting full continuity there, you know, to expand. These things sometimes will expand and it'll bulge out on the tops of a capacitor. So I come in there and I can look for that. But if you don't see that, not always is that going to tell you if you have a bad capacitor or not. But then you have to try to locate that capacitor. But on a schematic, it will show you. This is the audio section. This is where the problem would be if you're having that audio. I can go, oh, it's pinpointed right to this board. This is where it's going to be in this circuit. So then I can go in there and do the testing in that circuit. Say, oh, yeah, here's a bad resistor.
It's kind of like having a map.
Yeah, it's a map. And it's a roadmap to us. So, yes, I do look at a lot of those. And sometimes the problems a customer may walk in with, they'll say, listen, I've got this old amp and it's doing this. Well, I know pretty much where that might be on the board. Let me see if I can take a look at it and we can see if we can fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, we can.
Good.
And there's stuff in automotive that we do the same. I get boards in that these car guys have, and they'll say, listen, my ECC is, this little motherboard is having an issue in my car, and it's not, there's something missing. It's missing on one of the sides of the engine. It's like it's not getting power on that side of the board, and I think it's in this controller. So we'll take it and we'll look at it, and sure enough, yeah, you got a relay that's out, and this relay is just kicking every once in a while. It's just like it's dying on us. So we look up the relay. We could order a new relay and solder one back in there, and they're back down the road working again. Wow. So that's what we do at NBR Electronics. Do a lot of those board repairs. Plus, we repair phones and tablets and all those things that we can help you with, too. And TVs. But, you know, TVs, we haven't been doing as much because they're so bulky and big. Mm-hmm. Some of these are 70 inches now.
Oh, my.
And it's where you're going to put them all. But we can do some of the boards. If you can bring the board into us, we can look at it. Yeah. If you're having power problems, it's using the power supply. We tell you on the phone how you can take it out, bring it to me, and we'll look at it.
How do you like that?
And you can put it back. And it's real simple.
And you don't have to worry about lugging a big old TV around with you.
Yes, but we do not recycle, so don't call me and try to recycle a TV.
No, it's not going to happen. Not going
to
happen.
Yeah, we had a recycle company at one time that used to come around and pick up electronics that we would have laying around in their old boards and things. And they take those back, and they strip these boards for materials. Mm-hmm. And anyways, they came in. One time I had about 5 or 6 TVs in this basement area. And I said, okay, this is a good time to recycle them. I'll send them off with them. And they said, oh, no, those are too big. We charge for those. So it ended up costing me $500 to send out these 6 TVs. And I was like, man, I'm not doing that ever again.
You just bought
me a really nice TV. Uh-huh. So, I stopped doing the recycle a long time ago. But now, when we don't have COVID that we're dealing with, they have the recycle down behind Phillips. What do they call that? The green something or another.
It's coming up here in a couple of weeks, yeah.
Is it? Are they doing that this year?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and that's where you can drop off those old TVs that you got stored in your garage and things that you want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. They're going to do that behind Phillips, and you said it's here coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, watch for that. Listen for it. And if you've got some of those old things, I think they take batteries and chemicals and things like that.
Watch the chemicals because the last time somebody brought something that was a little volatile and he had to call in the bomb squad.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What would that have been?
Petric acid from 1919.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Who drove that over?
I don't know, but the guy called the radio station and said, we were just cleaning out some old stuff. And, in the garage, something from my grandfather's had no idea. It kind of crystallized. They said, oh, well, that's interesting. Everybody out.
Well, with all that's going on in the news, this would not be the time to take that kind of stuff down there.
It wasn't anything any more than somebody just cleaning out their garage. Yeah. Said, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Who has that in their garage? You know, but, definitely be looking for that because recycling is important. All the batteries and lithium batteries that I do, I take those to Staples when we do battery replacements in your iPhones. Mm-hmm. We'll take those, or Samsungs, we'll take those down there and recycle those batteries. That way they don't end up in the landfills. We don't want them in the landfills.
No, you don't. And that lithium stuff's nothing to play with.
And plus, it's a fire hazard. Think about this.
Big time.
If you do this repair at home and you've got this battery that's kind of swollen you just took out of your phone and you throw it in your trash and it goes into the trash truck and they're smashing all this stuff together and it crushes that battery and it causes a fire in that truck. I've seen what happens to a garbage truck that catches fire.
It's not good.
It's not good. They have to dump that whole thing out in the middle of the road. Yeah. You know? It's not a good thing. So don't do that.
Don't do that at all.
Yeah, recycle that battery at Staples. They'll take it from you.
See my buddy Chris. He'll get you all and take
Chris.
Care of
Chris.
Yeah. Well, he will.
Yeah, they'll take it from you, I'm sure.
Well, we got about 45 seconds left here. Charles, tell everybody where they can find you and your fancy-dancy new shop.
Well, you can find Charles Mull on IT Village 1. I think it is.
Yeah.
And me, you can find here at KWN radio station right downstairs where NBR Electronics, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips. Now, also I have Jimmy Williams.
Yes.
He does computer repair. If you have some computer repair problems, you can call NBR Electronics, and we'll get him to help you out.
And he'll be happy to do it. That guy never stops smiling.
Yes, he's a smiley guy.
He is. I don't know what he's taking, but I'll take a case.
He's
of
a
it.
Smiley guy. He's just a happy dude.
All righty, folks. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville. K227 CQ Bartlesville.